From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has welcomed the decision by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to investigate Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on the rebel-held Syrian town of Douma. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
We see the OCPW as the impartial body to be able to collect this kind of evidence. Let me remind you how difficult it is to get. First of all, you're in a war zone. This is a very dangerous environment for anyone to go into. So that's an important role. They're the gold standard in collecting this type of information, and we would certainly rely upon them, as we have in other instances, to take a look at that.
Nauert said the U.S. is looking for a coordinated response to the chemical attack in which at least 40 died, hundreds were sickened. President Donald Trump has spoken of a big price to pay for the attack, although Nauert acknowledged there's no conclusive evidence what agent was used.
Now, we do know that some sort of a substance was used, a chemical was used. We're just not sure at this point today exactly what was used.
At the UN, Russia and the U.S. blocked each other's efforts to investigate the attack, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley deriding Moscow for not backing a U.S.-drafted resolution to create an independent commission to investigate.
History will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people.
Russia's ambassador urged the West to refrain from plans to attack. Syrian forces are on alert, while the European Air Traffic Control Agency has warned airlines to exercise caution on routes in the Eastern Mediterranean and prepare for intermittent radio navigation equipment in the event of military action. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has ordered the release of all political prisoners following appeals from groups involved in the country's national dialogue. The three-year-old dialogue seeks to bring an end to long-standing conflicts like Darfur. This is VOA News. The White House said President Trump will not travel to Peru for the 8th Summit of the Americas, which begins Friday, to focus on a possible U.S. response to the chemical attack in Syria. Mr. Trump will be represented by Vice President Mike Pence. Peter Hockum, President Emeritus, Senior Fellow at the Inter-American Dialogue, said it's a big disappointment for many Latin American leaders.
Thinking about the meeting, by and large, focused on what is going to happen in U.S.-Latin American relations, how can we make it better, and of course, Trump is the central character in all this.
The cancellation is the first for a U.S. leader. Presidents have routinely attended each summit since 1994. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg repeated apologies for recent security breaches on the giant social media platform in the first of 2 days of testimony before Congress. He mentioned fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, and data privacy.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake. And I'm sorry.
Facebook was shaken by revelations that tens of millions of users' personal information was accessed by the UK-based political consultancy Cambridge Analytica. Last year, Facebook acknowledged Russians using fake names used the platform to try to influence the 2016 U.S. election. An Egyptian military court has referred 36 defendants accused of taking part in deadly church bombings to the country's top religious authority to consider the death penalty. They're accused of taking part in bombings of 3 Coptic Christian churches in 2016 and 2017 that killed dozens. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Following a large air and naval drill by China, the U.S. aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt transited the sensitive South China Sea en route to the Philippines and conducted launch and retrieve air drills. The presence of the carrier followed a series of air and naval patrols designed to assert the right to freedom of navigation in an area that China claims sovereignty. Reaction to Chinese President Xi Jinping's pledge to open up the Chinese economy has been favorable on world markets. But White House spokesperson Harris Huckabee Sanders on Tuesday was more cautious.
Certainly we are encouraged by President Xi's words and his kind words, but at the same time, we want to see concrete actions from China. We're going to continue moving forward in the process and in the negotiations until those happen.
The Xi speech to a business conference came amid trade tensions between the two biggest economies as President Trump proposed tariffs on a host of Chinese imports to address the trade imbalance and the handling of U.S. intellectual property. U.S. markets climbed on the news of the Chinese leader's remarks, the benchmark Dow Jones rising over 400 points to 24,408. Azerbaijan strongman Ilham Aliyev is expected to secure a fourth term as president in snap elections to be held Wednesday. The opposition is boycotting. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. African Beat is going to give you non-stop African music. Just go across the continent, non-stop, uninterrupted. But hey, it's the African Beat, and let's make it really, really cozy today. Non-stop music, and I'll be back at the end of it all. So let's get started right now.
Come on, y'all.
FIFO. What's up, just Joseph and my girl K. Cole. What we doing tonight? Yep. Please pass that draw and a little alcohol, cause we sipping for life. We making them shake that thing they got from their mama. They ask if we can go home. Yes, we can. No Obama.
I'm gonna make you dance. 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 I'm gonna make you dance.
Let's go.
Make you dance. Oh,
let's go.
Make you dance.
number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van D. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone. Grandpapa Foxy DJ, you heard?
Hey! Mr. Flavor Bunny Dance!
Oh, yeah, yeah. African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home.
I don't know what that rhythm is.
Kodum, Kasekou. Kodum, Kodum, Kodum. Kodum,
Asumane.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America.
African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn. Burya n'urukundo wigeze kugirwa wawe igishobora kumbabaza kikanyica suko wahisemo inzira itandukanye ukagenda utambwiye ukagenda utansezeye urukundo rwawe simpanuka
Fumé jusqu'au pied, bijoux en top, non. mis les chaussures croco mais sans chaussettes.
Ah non, ça c'est grave.
Wesh, une guirage de Kirishan.
S'installe tout doucement. Fais comme tu veux, ouais, fais comme tu sens. Comme on dit là-bas, c'est 100%. Aïe, 100%. Ouais, gros. Eh papi, 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 eh
African beats. African beats. African beats.
Shake your bum. You must need to bum bum. Shake your bum bum. You must need to
unipendi mimi, ungenieleza kuliko kuniacha mimi masikini. Ninateseka, Roda analia, anasema amemwacha, na mimi ninalia, mama Roda amenitupa. Mama Roda umeniacha, mama Roda utanikumbuka, mama Roda umeniacha, mama Roda utanikumbuka.
Umesema nijue kosa langu kuniacha hapa peke yangu, miaka mingi nafikiri wewe wangu, kumbe unapoteza muda wangu. Sikiliza Roda, nimetaka nitakupa unachotaka, mwingine zaidi sitampata, na milioni nitakupata.
Mama Roda umeniacha, mama Roda utanikumbuka, mama Roda umeniacha, mama Roda utanikumbuka.
Sima kwange gulie yojoli,
just don't care. African people, if you're strong and proud, repeat after me and say,
we are African, louder. We are African.
for me a youth from Africa. King Selassie rule from out of Africa.
The best body girl
come from Africa. All the diamonds and gold from Africa. 27 years him spent in a prison just to liberate people in Africa.
Nelson Mandela.
From Nigeria to Zimbabwe, UK back to Africa.
Hold up a culture rare as the night. Everybody on an African style. Our music make you go wild. I know you get it, get it. We flex, we dress to impress. We come for the best, put us to the test. And it ain't no stress, don't settle for less.
It comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat on Dombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, your host, David Vandy. Well, I'm pretty sure you've had a wonderful time with me on the African Beat today, non-stop, going across the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, whatever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you've enjoyed this non-stop. Wow. I am David Valley here in Washington, saying bye-bye.